Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Today we have an exciting show for you today. We have very awesome guests on with us today, and we just want to welcome everybody to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in one more time. You know, every opportunity that we get to see another day, to be a part of another awesome day, we are just absolutely thankful, and we are so grateful that God would give us one more chance. And so here we are back on the show again today, and I just want to say good morning, and welcome. Well, we have with us today, I know some of you are, yes, there's Coach Cassandra. Good morning, Coach Cassandra, and welcome. Glad to see you here another day. Okay, you know, technology can get you kind of hung up. I know, Coach Cassandra, your phone line is opening up. So there you go. We can hear you now, Coach Cassandra.
Okay. How is everyone doing? What a wonderful day. You know, Coach, your highest potential hasn't been reached yet, and that's why we've got to keep on going because there's so much more we have yet to do. And, you know, God didn't put us here just to get by. He wants to bless our lives, prosper our business. God loves us, and he's got an awesome plan for us. We can't quit. We've got to keep going. Got to keep it moving. Absolutely.
Well, our guest is on the line, and we are excited about that. But we are getting ready for the countdown. This is June, July, August, just 2 months left to the third annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo going down August the 16th. It's going to be hot, powerful, dynamic. We have some of the best speakers from around the country who will be gracing our podium on that day. Also, we will have you in workshops. We're doing something different this year. This year we've ordered workshops, not just a general session type of teaching, but now we're going to actually have workshops where we will be training you on how to get your business growing. For some, you need it going, and some, you need it to grow and to maintain, to have it sustainable. For those of you who want to scale your business to another level, you want to join us August the 16th. Get the tickets now. The tickets are $30. You have just a short time more. With the tickets will be $30, but they will definitely go up soon, so you don't want to miss out. You're not going to find this level of expertise and networking and right here in the city of Newark, New Jersey. So I just wanted to remind everyone of that conference, Coach Cassandra, because it is one of our biggest, it is our one of our biggest events of the year, where people come from all over the country to network, to share, to learn, and to get their products and services. We have about 30 vendors who will be there showcasing everything from financial services, life coaching. We have authors coming. We have some people with products such as jewelry, handbags, clothing, you name it, they'll be there. I'm excited. Coach Cassandra,
I'm excited too.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm excited about the guests. We've got Shay and Trevor coming. Woo-hoo! We've got Dr. Gwendolyn coming. Who are some of the other guests, Coach?
Yes, Stephanie. Oh, my God. Woo! Powerhouse, and she knows how to get those government contracts. So she's, I have, you know, two contacts in federal government, and I know that those government contracts are alive and well. So don't let nobody tell you it is not fake. And I'm sure you have some contacts in Washington, D.C. as well. Anybody you know who works in Washington, D.C. and for the federal government, or you know anyone who works with the SBA, they know about these contracts. But if you don't know about it, that's why you need to be at this conference. This is the first year we've gotten our New Jersey person to come and tell us, but the first year we had a woman out of Maryland. She came all the way up from Maryland just to tell us how to get ourselves ready for the government contract. So many of the people that you will meet and get a chance to network with and work with and learn from, you'll get some glimpse from them throughout the rest of the weeks on the show. Some of them will be coming to the show. And for those of you in the Philadelphia area, in July 21st, they're having the Ladies Leading and Leveraging Your Businesses, that conference, that's going to be awesome. This is about their 20th event, and all of their events are sold out, maxed out. Hundreds of people show up. I'm one of the speakers. I can't wait for that powerful. They have two or three other powerful speakers as well for that conference. Everyone who attends will get a copy of my new book on how to achieve financial success. So you definitely want to come to that event. And don't forget, those of you, yes, so just want to let people know that that event is coming. I'll give you more details about that probably the next show or next week. Take it away, Coach Cassandra.
Yes, awesome, awesome. So you want to be with us, All About Entrepreneur audience, we want you there. So make sure you hit us up on Facebook, and there's so many ways to connect with us, and we want to see you there. I am excited this morning to be introducing Mr. and Mrs. Francis. I am going to call them the black version of Mr. and Mrs. Donald Trump, because I'm telling you, they have it going on. I am so excited. They have Built to Prosper companies. They've got Cashology Academy, Deborah Francis companies, Built to Prosper companies. I mean, these folks are not playing. When you go to their Facebook, their website, they are spectacular. I am so happy and absolutely excited to be introducing them today. So we want to welcome our guests, and please say hello to our audience. How are you today? You need to press 1 to unmute your lines. We've got on Deborah Francis and Hashim Francis. How are you folks doing?
Okay, good morning. Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Perfect.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, we are wonderful. Blessed and highly favored this early morning.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. And then you haven't met the hostess, LaLisa. She's also here, Coach LaLisa. And so, Deborah, is it you or you and your husband today?
Yes. Hashim, are you there? Chiming in.
Yeah, we can't hear it, but we'll go ahead and start with you. That's fine. Yeah.
I'm sorry,
so
I had my phone on mute there.
Okay. Welcome. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing outstanding and improving. I just want to commend you ladies for having this early radio morning show for entrepreneurs, because this is entrepreneur hours at this time period to get up and to learn and to get the information that they need. And also that event you guys have coming up in August, which is a phenomenal event, I think, that for all entrepreneurs to learn how to get those government contracts, because that's big business. That always equals big business. When you have government and business come together, that equals big business. So I want to commend you guys on putting that event together for the entrepreneurs. I believe you guys said that's in Jersey City as well, correct?
It's in Newark. Can you hear me, Coach Cassandra? Yes, yes. Yes, it's in Newark. It is in Newark, New Jersey. We have not expanded into Jersey City, but we do know about some opportunities in Jersey City, some big opportunities there, really, really big. But it's actually in Newark, New Jersey, which is only about 15 minutes away from Jersey City and Journal Square. People can take the train. People can take the train from New York. They're taking a train from Maryland. So but thank you. And, yes, we plan to really empower the people with how to fill out the contracts. It's one thing to know about them, but I know when I went to fill out my paperwork to get my government contract, I was, like, overwhelmed by the paperwork. So I've been doing a lot of research and attending workshops so that I can learn how. So when people tell you what they are, we want to be able to show you how to fill out that paperwork. And what we're going to start doing this year, just to let you know, is we're going to start raising funds so that we can give scholarships to people who want to apply and who are ready, because the paperwork is a few hundred dollars just to get that the credentials in order to have your company ready. But we'll talk more about that in subsequent weeks leading up to the conference. So this is going to really be a conference. Women leaders and entrepreneurs, don't let the woman part scare you off. It's just kind of where we started, because we were a bunch of women just coming together. But men do attend. Men do get their vendor tables. So But some men, you know, didn't want to participate, and they sent their wives, their girlfriends, their mamas, their cousins, and what have you.
Well, if you're a man, you don't want to miss out on a million-dollar idea just because it says woman.
Every year we've had, well, the first year, no men spoke, but every year since then we've had men actually present, as we do this year with Shay and Trevor, and I think Dr. Alvin Perry is going to send us a video clip to show. He's an entrepreneur strategist. He teaches at colleges all over the country.
Amazing.
Wow, that's exciting. You know, Hashim, I want you to jump right in. I was reading on your webpage. It says that your message, I saw, was success is created by visions and built by leaders. I love that. And then you also say, and I do want you to elaborate on this, you say also, is this the year you decide to finally start your business and be an entrepreneur? Being an entrepreneur takes tons of guts, and nothing can be done without courage. Wow. Built to Prosper University. Listen, I'm going to let you take it away, because I know you've got a lot to share with us. So go ahead.
Yes. What we mean by that, success is created by visionaries and built by leaders. You know, everyone has ideas. Everyone has great visions that they would like to bring to pass. And those ideas, you know, they come from visionaries. But sometimes those ideas, the person that has the ideas, are not able to bring that idea forth or bring that idea to fruition. So that's where the leaders come in. So it's built by leaders. You know, sometimes you can have an idea, but you may not be the leader to carry out that idea. Or you can be a visionary leader where you can have the vision, you have what it takes, you have the fortitude, the drive, the passion, the commitment, the know-hows to bring that vision to pass. So that's what we mean. Success is created by visionaries, but it's built by leaders, because leaders know what it takes to get out there, to hit the phones, hit the pavement, to make these ideas work, to bring the right team around to carry out these ideas. Because as entrepreneurs, many first-time entrepreneurs, they start out just a one-man shop, and you know, you go through that lonely phase where people think you're crazy for your idea, and sometimes you got to have that courage, you got to have that, you know, the guts to be able to withstand all of the naysayers, all the people that come against your ideas. So you got to have thick skin being an entrepreneur. I can definitely say from experience, entrepreneurship is not for the weak, because you're going to have people doubt you. You're going to have people say no. How many no's can you take before you give up? You know, when you have that thick skin, you have that drive, you have that passion, you know this is what God called you to do, you're not going to give up. So that's what we mean by that term, is, you know, not giving up, having the guts, you know what I mean, building the right people around you. You know, sometimes some of the companies that we created, people don't know we even own, because we're not the leaders to carry out that idea, but it's a great idea. We know how to step out the way and put someone else in the leadership position to carry that vision forth. Some companies we are the face of built to prosper companies, because we know how to go out, connect, build the business, do the consultant aspect of the business. So it's all about putting the right people in the right places so that vision can grow much beyond you. You can leave a legacy, and you got to put your ego aside, because you can't have egos in business. You know, ego doesn't equal money in business. Sometimes you have to be humble enough to say, I'm not the CEO that can carry out this vision. You know how much it takes for someone to say, you know, I'm not the leader to carry out this vision. It takes a lot of humility to do that. But in order to build a successful business, you have to be willing to do that. And also being able to take, I won't say constructive criticism, but you have to take wisdom from those that walked the path that you walked. You know, a lot of first-time entrepreneurs listen to people that's employees of companies telling them how to run a business. That's just, you can't do that. You have to get your information from other entrepreneurs that's actually living what you're trying to do, the mission you're trying to accomplish. So, you know, getting the information from the right sources is one of the key information. Also, educating yourself as an entrepreneur is very important. That's why, you know, all of the entrepreneurs in the Newark area, Maryland area, New York area should be out to that event. Information, you know, getting the right information is very important to building a successful business. You know, you never know you have that idea until you're around other entrepreneurs and you find that you have a solution to a problem that you can bring to the market, and you can help a lot of people, but you can also get wealthy in the process, because there's nothing wrong with building a business to get wealthy. I know a lot of people say you shouldn't build a business for money, but I never seen an entrepreneur start a company and put up its money and not want to make money in return. So, you know, just having the solution to problems in the world, and you can do very well. And I'll turn it back over to my wife if she wants to chime in and throw something in there as well.
Right. We'll bring her on in one moment. Listen, you hit on something there, Hashim. I was just listening to Ryan Blair, who is the gentleman who was a gang leader, and now he's a multi-millionaire. And basically what he says is he built his team with people who could do, who knew how to do things better than he did. And that's what that's the same thing he said. He said, I put my ego aside, he said, and I went to a place of humility. I had to admit, I don't quite know how to do this aspect, and someone else could do this a little bit better than me. And he said, and I built my team with people who could do it just as good, if not better than me. And he says, and I glean from their expertise, because I can't do everything. And he says, and when you realize you can't do everything, and he said, and I listen to my customers, he became a millionaire in like 2 or 3 years. You know, not over a lifetime, but 2 or 3 years. And this guy started, you know, like when he was 21. And I believe he wrote a book called From Nothing from nothing to something. I'm going to have to look it up. But the guy is an actual dynamo. I've been studying great leaders and people who have what it takes to go to the next level and how they started their humble beginnings, and now they're mega powerhouses. And the majority of them, from what I can see, they come from a position of humility, and I absolutely love it. And now we want to bring Deborah back. Deborah, I love watching you do Cashology, Cashology Academy. Yes, folks, you heard that right, Cashology. So they've studied cash and cash flow. And I was reading on what you say with your Cashology Productions: to earn more, you must first learn more to become more. And then it says, and those who accept and adjust to change, keep growing and keep learning. So you come from a position that there's always more to learn, and you're not, and you don't know it all. So I love that. Can you elaborate? Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. In regards to Cashology Academy, that Cashology Academy derived out of many business clients coming to us, and also families coming to us in regards to financial wisdom and teachings. And what we did was we developed a curriculum to teach people how to live a cash-only lifestyle, because right now you have a situation where people feel like they can't handle their finances. I mean, we're slowly coming to the point because of the way that the economy has shifted. I'm not saying it was a downturn. It has shifted for us to go ahead and start understanding not just how to earn our money, but how to get a return on investment. My background is actually in education, and what I've learned was the fact that many people, it's not the fact that they don't know how to make money, it's the fact that they don't understand the jargon or the language around it. And usually when you don't understand the language around a particular entity, whatever it is, usually you're cast aside or cast out, or people take advantage of you. So what we did was we developed a system so that you could understand the language of money, and then also learn how to, you know, psychologically kind of look at how you understand money from growing up, and then now how to rechange that or reprogram that so that you are now more financially aware to create a legacy over time. The thing is, I think what has happened was that many people felt that, okay, it's great to just, you know, get a college degree and then go out and get a good job and then turn around and make some money for today and hopefully retirement. But what we teach and push and promote is the fact that it has to go past just you. When you think past just you, when you think generationally, your legacy will continue on after you. And, of course, you know, biblically it says that, you know, you want to give on to your children's children. So, of course, that's generations above and beyond you. And that's what we go into and we delve into heavily, because our focus is to teach families and also business owners and everyone in between the fact that once you're in an earning position, there's a different level of power that you may attain. But the thing is that you have to have knowledge of that power and then be able to teach others how to do the same.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, absolutely. And I just love how you take your message and you not only teach it in the corporate world, but you're teaching it in churches. When did you folks get started with this? And do you have some classes we can take online?
Yes, we actually we started the Cashology brand, I believe, maybe 7 years ago. We worked with some business partners in bringing that idea. My background is I'm from the financial world. I work with private wealth clients, high-end doctors and attorneys, helping them build their practice. And I just learned from dealing with them, you know, I mean, a lot of them are broke. A lot of doctors and attorneys are broke. I know they may not like me saying this, but I've seen that, you know, a lot of these doctors will come out of grad school making $25,000 a month, but, you know, their expenses each month is $30,000 to $40,000 because they have to keep up the lifestyle, a big house, the Mercedes. It's not that they're broke because they're not making the money. It's broke because they have to keep up the appearance of a successful doctor. And, you know, I took that information that I was learning in that wealth environment of, you know, building trust accounts, doing estate planning, and I just applied it to my family, and then God just said, you know what, you need to teach other people this information.
within the community, and it ended up going in a journal that I was keeping track of, and my wife actually read the journal, and that's how our first book came about. It was all in my journal, handwritten out, just some ideas I wanted to leave for my kids when I passed on, so they'll know what I was, exactly what I was thinking, to leave a blueprint. She read it and said, you know what, this needs to be in the book, so we transformed it into Cashology, and Built to Prosper came about within another journal, because I love to keep journals. I always said my kids may not read any of our books, but they'll never get rid of our journals. So I was keeping a treasure chest for my children. And awesome. Out of the next treasure chest, the book Built to Prosper came about, and it was more based on my ideas. And I said, you know, we came together and said we need to do us, and our business partner said we need to do Built to Prosper for women. And then we met a very successful entrepreneur, I owe this guy so much, because the ideas he gave us and how to build our company, showed us how to build, you know, a company, 1.5 million within 3 months, and just take an idea strategy that he given us. And, you know, we was able to build all the other companies, the BTP Publishing, the real estate company, the finance company, whatever other companies we own as well. So it was just out of that one idea, learning how to build the BTP brand and just bring it forth. And, yes, we do online training as well when we have the time, when we're not out consulting or we're not on the road, when we have that time to really engage with people that want to learn this information. We do go to, you know, a lot of churches do call us in. We do a lot of we sit on the board of directors of several churches. You know, we consult with several pastors and helping them build their congregation and helping them grow their leaders as well. So there's a lot we do on our end.
You know what? I think that is so exciting that you are bringing these concepts to the church and you're teaching pastors and fivefold ministry folks how to prosper, because so many times a pastor can have a great heart, a bishop, and, you know, they have the same four or five folks for, you know, 10, 20 years, and it just shouldn't be so. And, you know, I'm so glad that they will come and ask how to get help, because, you know, they need help. So you guys are like, you know, apostles of finance for the kingdom, and that's awesome, absolutely awesome. Deborah, can you tell folks how to get a hold of you guys? What's the best way to connect with you? Hashim, either one.
Well, the best way that you can connect with us is through our corporate website, which is www.builttoprospercompanies.com. That's the best way to connect with us. You can also go to our social media, Facebook fan page, Built to Prosper Companies, Twitter at BTP Companies, or you can reach us directly. Sometimes, you know, my wife and I have different teaching styles, different methods of teaching, and some people, we call my wife the velvet hammer. When you want to, you know, get the point across, no playing, straight to the point, that's my wife. Myself, I like to have fun when I'm teaching, because I like to make, you know, I like to have a good time when I'm teaching. But my wife, we have different styles in terms of teaching, but it complements one another. And, you know, I'm grateful that, you know, God gave me a wife that, you know, she's the educator part of building our company, looks at everything, make sure everything is in place, make sure everything is implemented the right way. So you can go to info@builttoprospercompanies.com, or you can go to info@DeborahFrancisCompanies, or info@HashimFrancis.companies. And we're just grateful that, you know, God gave us the ability to use the gift that he put inside us, because we could have just sat around and had cushy corporate careers. We both left high six-figure incomes to be entrepreneurs. It wasn't an easy thing. You know, all the family members thought we were crazy for doing it, but, you know, we stepped out on faith knowing that God called us to do something. And when you have that that urge inside of you, know you're sitting at a job and you know God has something greater for you. I'm not saying quit your job today and go do it, but make plans. Make plans. Prepare the road. You know, it talks about it in the Bible. Before the builder built a home, he went out, counted the cost. So you count your cost before you make that decision to be an entrepreneur. And, you know, you have many different people out there that can help you build a successful business, but you want to make sure you get the right information. And Mr. Blair, I'm pretty familiar with his story. I heard of his story plenty of times as well.
Yes. And that's a great segue, because I was just about to mention the title of this book kind of goes along with what you were saying, how family members and friends can think you're crazy. You're quitting that good-paying job to do what? You know, who's going to, you know, listen to you or buy anything from you? But the gentleman we're talking about is Ryan Blair, and he wrote a book called Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain. And he was a gang member. And he went from being a gang member to a multimillionaire CEO. And he talks about his story. He's a multimillionaire entrepreneur. And he's got like 6 or 7 businesses. And he said he kept setting goals for himself. You know, he first set a goal to, you know, I think he said like 100,000. Then he went from 100,000. He set a goal of, you know, making 1 million. Then he went from 1 million to 5 million and 50 million and, you know, 500 million. So he keeps, you know, breaking, you know, every goal that he sets for himself. And I said, my God, you know, I can learn from folks who've done it, because I haven't done it yet. I haven't become a millionaire in 2 or 3 years. And so there's something that I want to learn that you can learn if we, you know, like you said, it leaders, you know, our readers, they want to discover and understand what it is that they don't have or don't know to be able to go to the next level. And that's what I want to do. And you folks that are out there and you have dreams and visions to be more and do more, you can make it happen. But go out there and maybe start with a book like this, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, by Ryan Blair, and purchase some of the materials that are that our guests have, that they're offering also. What's a good book to start with, Hashim, that you guys have to help you better understand how to make your cash flow better?
Okay,
what would you recommend?
Well, the first book is, Built to Prosper Financially. It's a new book that we came out that's a new book that I'm very excited about, because it gets into the nuts and bolts of, you know, investing, saving, how to build wealth, for a legacy. That's a new book we just came out. And Cashology is a great book, and the workbook and everything, how to implement. That's one of our main focuses in writing books, because we read a lot of books, and it would give you all of these, great ideas or all these great plans, but it did not show you how to implement those plans. And we're more about implementation. We're more about going out and doing it. If we set a goal, if we sit down with a client, we want to see action done immediately. No sitting around. No, you don't need to have a meeting. You don't need to have a prayer session. It's time to get to work. And that's what our books are more about, getting to work, taking action, going out, implementing those ideas. If you fall, you fail, that means you tried. That's a beautiful thing. You gain some wisdom. You gain some experience. So Built to Prosper Financially is a great book. But we always recommend with our clients Built to Prosper or Built to Prosper for Women, because you have to have the right soil. Your mind has to be prepared for wealth. If you grow up with a poverty mentality, I can give you a wealthy book and you can fight every idea in that book, because your soil has not been prepared for wealth. And that's when, in today's generation, we got a lot of people that fight against the word wealth. They fight against the word prosperity, because society has been trained to think, you know, with a poor mentality, not being able. You cannot help someone if you're poor. You cannot be a blessing to someone if you're not blessed, if you're not in a blessed position. So you have to prepare the soil of the mind first before we get out there and try to implement wealth strategies, because you can save, most people can save $1,000, but once they see that $1,000 in their checking account or their savings account, they go spend it immediately because they don't have the proper mindset to know how to take that money, to invest it, to know how to think, you know what, let me save this dollar, let me invest this $1,000 in something that can bring me a return of $5,000 or $10,000 or that $100,000, wherever you want to take it, or $1 million or $10 million, $25 million. We like to think bigger. So in terms of that, you know, just preparing the mindset, the soil, Built to Prosper or Built to Prosper for Women, to prepare the mindset for going out, building that wealth, building that successful business.
Wow, that sounds so exciting. It really does. I'm so glad for what you guys are doing, and that you took the risk that you had the courage to step out and do what you believe. And again, I was reading about a lady that I've gotten to know, Sarah Centralia, and she did that same thing, and she was saying on her little video clipping, she said, "I did it, folks. I finally left my corporate six-figure job to follow my heart." She said, "It was scary. I'm not going to tell you it wasn't scary." She said, "But I know I have so much more to offer." And she said, "And I keep getting so many signs that it's just time to take the leap of faith and believe that, you know, it's going to be well, that it's going to be all right." And it does take faith to do that. You know, there is no doubt about that. You know, not everyone has the faith, or, and sometimes it may not be the timing, but, you know, after we've put as much as we can in place, and it just comes to a time where we've got to believe God for the increase and believe that He's going to help us to do and have set in place those things that we need to have set in place to go to the next level. Listen, when is your next seminar or event that you're doing that the public can come to? You want to tell us about that?
Yes, actually in August, we are having a Cashology Academy out here in the Florida marketplace that we would love everybody to attend. If you go to our Facebook page, Cashology Academy, and, of course, fan page, you'll see all the information there in terms of how to register and how to come out. And also, you know, I just want to push that plug in there that it's always nice to take a trip into the Florida marketplace, of course, because if it's you're coming out here and you're learning in terms of your financial awareness, it also can be considered a business tax write-off. So, and also be able to have fun at Disney and all the other land attractions that we have out here. So, yeah, if you connect with our Cashology Academy page, Facebook page, you'll get all the information there on how to register and how to get connected.
Awesome. Now, what part of Florida is this? Are you with Mickey Mouse and Minnie?
Yeah, actually, we're in Orlando. We're in Orlando. So, yeah, we'll be very close to Mickey and Minnie over there.
Wow. How many days is your event?
Oh, it'll be
one day.
Yeah,
okay.
It'll be one day. So, yeah, but it's going to be a power-packed day. It's going to be a power-packed day. And the thing is that what we do after our events is that we make sure that we hold people accountable to what they say they're going to do. So we basically do a 90-day goal session that we hold the people accountable to. So because we're very much a part of teaching people not just why to, but how to, and then how to implement those things. Because in regards to how we push and promote is the fact that we feel that if you're just going to read information, we're not here to just go ahead and certify you. We want to make sure that you are capable and equipped to make it happen. So we hold people accountable to what they say they're going to do in terms of the information that they learn. So you don't want to miss it. Definitely don't want to miss it.
You know what? That is awesome because so many people get a lot of information, but there's no implementation. They're not being intentional, and they feel like they don't have the support system. So it sounds like you're also mentoring folks and assisting them and going to the next level. I really like that. That is
awesome. Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you, do you offer anything like that? If you don't go to your seminar, do you offer mentoring online or anything like that?
Yes, we do. We also offer one-to-one mentoring or also group mentoring if someone is interested. If you go to btpmentoring.com, you'll see all the different mentoring areas that we offer. We definitely feel that, you know, once again, when you equip somebody with information, if they're ready to go out and run with it, then you need somebody to run with you. And so what we've built around the different curriculum areas that we've put together in terms of prosperity, understanding financial mindset, understanding a health mindset, understanding leadership mindset, is a plan of action to go ahead and equip that person or people or group or team to make it happen. Because the thing is I really feel there's a ton of information right now, especially in the global marketplace that we have. But when you're not putting it into action, it's just information. It's sitting out there. It's like unutilized gold. And when you come to the point where you're not utilizing it, then it's like it's going back to saying that your gift and your talent that was given to you, you kind of throw it underneath the rug. And then believe me, somebody else is going to pick it up and run with it. And the last thing you want to do is be upset about it. So we push and promote the fact that we do have mentoring for people who are ready to go, who are ready to go, because we're a ready-to-go type of couple. We make sure that if someone is out there and they say that, okay, you know, we want to implement this, okay, let's make that happen. Let's put these plans together to make that happen. Let's put that blueprint together to make that happen, because it's not just for you. It's for the people around you, and if you have children, it's for them looking onto you, for you to show them the way.
Awesome. Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. You know, I heard Paula White say recently that a goal without an action plan is merely passing time. So you can have a good idea, but it really doesn't mean anything if you're not putting it into action, if you're not taking it to the next level and the next thing. And what I find, Deborah, is every time I feel like I get a God-given idea, and I start moving on it, I get that inspired feeling and thinking. And, you know, like last night I had one of those sessions with myself and God. You know, he's definitely my CEO. And he just started telling me, now do it like this and like that. And, you know, this is how you sit. And he gave me a whole plan, like laying it out in an hour. And, you know, my favorite thing to say lately is watch God and be utterly amazed. Because he wants to blow your mind. He wants to help you do things you can't do. And, you know, the Bible says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he's going to direct your path. And every time I acknowledge him, and then I say, now, Father, show me who to do this with. Show me who to contact to make this possible. And I'm telling you, it is, you know, you don't want to say, of course, we all use the word magical, but it feels like magic because there's such a seamlessness to, you know, to the approach, because it's like I do this and then that happens. I connect here and then the next thing happens. Just like I just found out yesterday when we were talking that you are good friends with my friend Shakita Morgan, who is right here in St. Louis, Missouri. I couldn't even believe that you knew Shakita. That was so exciting to know that you know someone that I know personally, and it just made you feel more, you know, give me a greater sense of knowing you and a greater sense of comfort. So audience, these are some great folks. You want to get to know them. You want to connect with them. And you just gave us the web address. It was some initials, Deborah, but you said it so fast. I know if I didn't get it, I need you to slow down and say, well, B as in boy.
Sure. Yes, it's B as in boy, T as in Tom, and P as in prosperity, btpmentoring.com. And you'll see all the different mentoring areas that we offer. Of course, like I was saying before, they're all the different areas of prosperity. So, of course, one is in finance, the other one is in health, the other one is in leadership, and the other one is in business. So, of course, and if there's any of those areas that you want to run with or go after first and make it happen, we have a plan in place for you.
Well, you know what, I love that, because Ryan Blair, who I keep referring back to, he says having a mentor absolutely helped him become a millionaire. And you know what, I think sometimes we don't align ourselves with the people that are doing what we want to do, and that's the key. That is the key, that we align. If you want to become a millionaire, you need to start aligning with people that are millionaires. And you might say, well, how do I meet them? Well, you need to start going into circles where they're at. You know, go to a meeting where the venture capitalists meet. Go to sometimes the Chamber of Commerce can help you connect with some great folks. Go to some Toastmaster meetings. Do something outside of your norm, and you will be amazed at how you can be contacted. And I was listening to Deborah yesterday, and she was saying how on Cashology Academy, how when she started moving, you know, out of the circle of the comfort of her family, she said, you know, people, you know, get a little upset, but you've got to do that. You know, people, when they feel like you're moving away from them, they do get, I've had people get upset with me. Well, what do you mean you're writing a book? What are you talking about? Come on, let's go do this. And it can be questions. It can be a good thing. But that God has a better plan for my life. And you know what? We got to listen to him. Follow the cloud and not the crowd. Yeah, it's so easy just to hang out with my friends and, you know, and just do that thing and go and be entertained. But how about if I become the powerhouse that God says that I can become, do what he wants me to do, focus on that. So you can't be afraid to move away. You've got to make some time to do the God thing. You know, you can do the family thing too, but, you know, you've got to absolutely make that a priority. And even yesterday, I just spent some time just listening to the Lord and meditating on the word. And, you know, he just gave me, just dropped some things just like that because I thought it was valuable to spend time with the Heavenly Father to get some direction. How to off the seat of the throne. You know, I recommend anyone do that. How do you guys strategize and come up with some things to do the next thing, Deborah?
Go ahead, Hashim.
I just wanted to just elaborate on the moving away portion of it because as an entrepreneur, these are the barriers of success you're going to go through. I don't care what industry you're in. The first barrier you're going to face is the ridicule from your family members saying, who do you think you are? Who told you you can be an entrepreneur? As you said, who said you can write a book? No one in our family written a book or no one in our family went to college. Once you overcome that barrier, the next barrier you're going to face is the friends barrier. Your friends is going to come with all types of distraction. Let's hang out. Let's go do this. Let's go eat lunch. When you have very important time to do things that to build your business. Now, when you overcome that barrier of the family and friends, you're going to go through a lonely stage. That lonely period is where most people turn back. They give up. They be like, wow, my friends don't call me no more. My family don't talk to me no more. They saying things, oh, I think I'm better than them because I'm trying to do something great for my family. That lonely period is where most entrepreneurs give up and go back to the way of things used to be in life. And when you go through that lonely period, that's where doubt starts to kick in. Did I make the right decision? Am I doing the right thing? If you can overcome that doubt, those voices in your head that may be having you doubt or second guess what you're doing, if you can overcome that barrier, everything else is a breeze. Everything else is a breeze. When you face the no's, it won't matter because you already overcame your family, you overcame your friends, and most importantly, you overcame your own negative thoughts. So that's very important in any business, any industry that you're going in. And how do we get ideas? You know, we take time with God. We wake up early in the morning. I do it. My wife do it. We take time to read the Word of God. We take time to just quiet our minds. And then we come together and we bring ideas together. And then we include our business partners in on those ideas. And sometimes they may say those ideas is a go. Sometimes they say it's a no. But if you know if it's a God-given idea, you move with it no matter what. Who says no? Who says no? And, you know, and you just keep going forward. So we take that time to quiet our minds, step away from the business. Sometimes we take a step away from social media. You know, we'll take 2 to 3 days away from social media and from engaging with everything just to get new ideas to bring to the market. So that's very important. I know in this society, you know, most business people say, oh, post every day, you know, market your business every – sometimes you have to get away from that so you can hear the voice of God. God can give you an idea because if you're constantly running, you can never hear the voice of God. You have to be still so you can hear that voice of God and know what the next idea, what the next plan is because one idea from God can overtop a million ideas from the world.
Come on now. Now, you're preaching real good right now. I'm about somebody pass around that offering bucket. That's awesome. Oh, my God. You guys are such a powerhouse couple, and I just sense a great just spirit of humility. You know, God has blessed you mightily, and, you know, sometimes you talk to folks and there's such a, you know, pompousness or a sense of arrogance, you know, well, you need to do this and you need to do that, and, you know, but there's none of that, none of that finger pointing. You know, you're just saying we have some ideas, we've got some things at work, we'd love you to share them with you because we want you guys to prosper. And I absolutely love that. So glad that Hashim Francis and Deborah Francis are with us today. They are entrepreneurs, business folks. What do you guys like to be known as? Because I'm sure you wear many hats. Business experts?
I guess it's just whatever we're called to do that we act on. I guess essentially we are business consultants, but whatever we are called to do and act on is what we run with. Because I think, you know, when you put a title on something, then you limit yourself. And we feel that there's no need to have a limit on what you do. Sometimes you have people who will fight against multiplicity or doing things that many things at one time. But my thing is that if God gives you the ability to do it in excellence, then go out and strive for it and make it happen. Because
come on now.
When you get limited to one area. Yes, you specialize in that area, but sometimes you don't see outside what God has planned for you or God, could initiate you to do. And if you want to take over, in terms of sharing with the global marketplace, you need to be able to answer solutions in all areas, not necessarily just one. So, it's funny. Anytime anyone asks us, what do we do, it's kind of like we kind of hesitate because it's just like, okay, yes, we know we are business consultants, but we feel like, in essence, we're solution creators and implementers. If that's a new hashtag or hat we could put on, and solution-oriented creators and implementers. So if you have an issue or a problem, we have a solution for it.
You know what? It sounds like you are problem solvers. I heard T.D. Jakes say he's got a new series out. I can't think of the name of it right now. But basically, he was saying if you can solve problems, you will be successful because that's what people are looking for. You might have a lot of money. You might have millions of dollars. But if you have a problem that needs to be solved, that's going to put you – actually, I'm sorry. I think that was John Maxwell that said that. He said, if you will solve someone's problem, it's going to put you in leadership, put you in a position of power, and the money is going to come in. It's just like Joseph. He solved a problem when Pharaoh recognized that gift. When someone recognizes your gift, oh, my gosh, it's going to be a blessing to them. So you may not have any money, but if you have the answer to someone's, dilemma, it's going to automatically increase your status, increase your payroll. They recognize, that, you have a gift. And, that is so important that, people with money be able to recognize those without it and bring them to the forefront. Because if you're solving problems, oh, my gosh, it makes sense. The same thing with Daniel. Daniel solved the problem. So I think in the marketplace that God is using many people, to be problem solvers. And that's a great gift to have. You have insight and revelation how to take a person to the next level. That is tremendous. That's such a blessing.
Can I make a statement?
Also,
being solution-oriented, you also have to be humble enough to say you don't know. That's a big issue nowadays. People are afraid to say, I don't know, and when we come to a business, we don't know everything about business, but we will find the answer, or we have mentors because we believe in mentoring. Even though we mentor people, we believe in getting mentored ourselves, having someone mentor us, grow us in our business, and finding those answers. And we look for mentors that have the experience. So the experience is key, because I don't want someone to tell me something out of a book, but they didn't live
it. Come on now.
Because you have the experience, you can be able to really get the wisdom and give someone the understanding to the solution to that problem. And God, money is nothing but an idea. People look at money as something. Money is an idea. One idea can change your life. But you have to have the guts, the fortitude to go out and meet people and say, I don't know how to implement this idea. The right people, you can't share your ideas with everyone because someone will steal your ideas. We ran into that many of times. You think that people are out to help you, but you have some people out there that will take your idea and run with it. So you got to get with the right people. You know, sometimes you got to take a step back and pray about it. As you said, God, make those divine connections for you, because you can know this person know that person, and know this person, that'd be the person that can help you take your idea to the next level. So praying to God for the divine connection, and also being humble enough to say, I don't have the answers. And how you get around successful people, I always say, make sure you brush your hair, brush your teeth, iron your clothes, business cards, and go outside and meet some people. You cannot meet people sitting behind a computer. You have to go outside and meet people. You have to get dressed up. You have to polish your shoes. Put some good socks on. Put some deodorant on. Not too much cologne or perfume. Make sure your hands are not sweaty. Make sure you have breath mints. And go out and meet people.
Now.
That's how you build the business. That's the only way to build the business and get out and meet great people, like the event you guys have coming up in August in Newark, New Jersey. It's a great event for entrepreneurs to get out to meet people, shake hands. You got enough time to get some business cards. You got enough time to get your suit pressed up. You got enough time to find, you know, get your shoes polished. Get out to these events so you can meet these people, meet the entrepreneurs, somebody that can help you carry your business forward. I know they say you can sit behind a computer to do it, but it cannot be done. You have to meet someone flesh to flesh, belly to belly is how you build a business.
Absolutely. And I wanted to touch on that also in terms of just understanding, just taking a step further in terms of understanding that any problem that is out there, if you have, once you are conscious of the problem, then you definitely have the solution to create it. And I think the thing is that we come in as a catalyst for change, and to bring whatever that solution is to the forefront. Because, you know, once again, if you understand that there is a problem out there, or there's a personal problem, or there's a relationship problem, or health issue, usually once you acknowledge that problem, you already have the solution in you. It's just sometimes somebody either has to pull it out or push it out or kind of bring it to the forefront. And then I think it's always more powerful for that person to go ahead and enact what they believe the solution could be, as long as they have the blueprint of action to say, okay, step one, step two, step three. Because my thing is, even if you fail going forward, at least you attempted to make something happen, as opposed to sitting there and just, you know, squibbling and squabbling over a possible problem. And that's where the wealth mindset comes in, the prosperity mindset comes in. It's not necessarily just from, you know, the money that is created, is also created based on you coming forth with your action, coming forth with your solution, coming forth with actually doing something as opposed to just talking about it.
Right. Wow. Wow, you guys have so much to offer us, and we'd love to have you come back again. And tell folks one more time the best website or two to get a hold of you so that they can get the books and, you know, find out a little bit more. Of course, you're on Facebook. I've seen the Facebook for Deborah Francis, but you said you also have Built to Prosper on Facebook, or was that a different name?
Built to Prosper Companies is on Facebook, and Cashology Academy, Deborah Francis, and Hashim Francis. Also, I'm sorry I didn't mention this, Built to Prosper Magazine, which is our international magazine for entrepreneurs that we also produce on a quarterly basis, one of the fastest-growing magazines out there that we produce for entrepreneurs, and we focus on those key areas, business, health, leadership, finance, and we network with different entrepreneurs across the world, and you know, they submit articles, and we have to be very selective because we make sure we're getting the right information to the right people. Forgot to plug that. Built to Prosper Magazine is on social media as well. Please stop by that webpage and like the fan page of Built to Prosper Magazine as well.
I love your magazine. Oh, my God. It has such star quality, you guys. Like I said, you're a Mr. and Mrs. Trump. You look like that on those pages of the magazine. You look awesome. I am so proud to know you guys and how God is just blessing you to do the next thing and the next thing. You know, it's like a snowball effect. You start something and you do it well or do it the best you can, and then you do the next thing, and, you know, you start off with the snow. You know how you make a snowball. You keep gathering
snow until you get it kind of hard, and then you start rolling it and rolling, and it gets bigger and bigger. And that's what I see you guys doing, and it's so exciting that you want to help people. So now we would love to bring you to St. Louis, you know, or somewhere in Missouri. So if folks want to contact you to bring you to their area, just connect with you again online to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have, Ms. Shakita Morgan that you mentioned earlier. We love Ms. Morgan. She is a phenomenal. She's one of the great writers for Built to Prosper magazine as well. And she actually co-authored a book with my wife as well, The Joy of Healthy Living. She is a get-it-done type woman. You know what I mean? We love Shakita Morgan because when you ask her to do something or you make a right, she gets it done immediately. And, you know, that's very commendable in an entrepreneur. She gives her word on something, she gets it done. And that's what we love about Ms. Morgan and what she brings and being a part of our team as well.
Well, you know, that sounds like the title of a great next book, Getting It Done.
We actually do have a book coming out called Get It Done.
Okay, I didn't even know that. How about that? Wow.
That's coming soon.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Well, listen, you want to have a few more minutes to kind of wrap it up, some closing thoughts that you have for our audience, from either one of you or both of you?
Yeah.
Well,
In closing, I'd just like to say that, you know, when you have talks like how we just did, I hope everybody listening, you know, definitely once again took notes. But the thing that is the most powerful is to enact everything that was spoken into whoever is listening. The thing is that when, like we said before, it's great to have the wisdom, but it is more powerful to enact it. And then basically teach others how to do the same. So once again, you know, all of what we just said, I to the highest level, you know, I love to come together with great minds and put things in place. But the most powerful thing is to actually see people implement it and manifest it, because that's what God put us on this earth to do, to manifest and to create. And other people are watching. So whatever you do, make it happen next 90 days and then show others how to do the same.
And my last closing words is, anything you do as an entrepreneur, have a bigger why. You know, do it for your family. Do it for your children. You know, do it because God created you to do it. Never give up on your dreams just because somebody told you no. Never give up on your dreams because you may think you don't have the education to go out and do it. Never give up on your dreams because you don't have all the answers. Just keep going. Keep pressing forward. God will show the way. He will pave the road for you. Sometimes when there is not a road, God can be laying the bricks for you. But just go out, press forward, you know what I mean, continue to seek godly wisdom, continue to read God's word. If you're not a believer, you know, just still study Proverbs, still study Psalms, you know, and God will reveal himself to you at some point in time in life. And just keep pressing forward, and I'd like to commend you, both of you ladies, for putting this, having my wife and I on the show and just sharing with the entrepreneurs. We appreciate you. You are commended for being able to step up to train entrepreneurs and how to succeed in their business and being the coaches that you are. So that's very commendable. And what you guys are doing, keep pressing forward. And I pray 1,000 blessings on all that you and your family are doing.
Praise God. Well, right before you leave, let me just ask you, Coach LaLisa, was there anyone that had a question or before we let them go? Do you want to have a question for them real quick?
Or a comment, and you may have a question, you may have a comment. I think we do have one question, so I'll open up the phone line, area code 412. I believe this is Coach Fred. Good morning, if it's Coach Fred, but there could be others. Hi, Coach Fred, how are you?
Good. I'm excellent. Excellent. It was excellent to hear about the Cash Valley Academy, and I want to give honor and esteem to our esteemed guests, especially because of the wife being part of the union. I have something for you all. You may not be able to write this down. It might go pretty quick, but you can play it back. Three books. First book, Fear of Flight, Eliminating the Friendly Fear to Success. Second book, The We Factor, Successful Family Practices, The Power of Two, God's Design. The third book, Managing Money, Not Credit, titled Cash Rich, Credit Poor, Lenders, Not Borrowers. Those three books, pray on those. You gave the three subtopics for one of the books, Who Said You Could, Friends, and The Alone Stage. You started it out, but I heard those three things as three chapters in one of those books. So I want to give those to the couple. Pray on those. And those are not books that are published. Those are the names of the books. Those are the books I'm presenting to you that maybe you may publish. Because in hearing what you've been doing, you have the expertise for these. So my gift to you, my brothers and sisters. And thank you for your presentation today.
Okay, thank you. Great. Also, thank you for that. Yes, and so all of this is being recorded. So for those of you who, if you missed a word or a sentence, just know you can always go back and listen to the archive. So I don't think that's, you know, we got to that more to let people know that, because sometimes people walk away thinking, oh, I missed this, I missed that. No, you didn't. You can go back and listen to the entire show, and all you have to do is contact me on Facebook, or you can contact Coach Cassandra if you forget how to access the archive. But you can access it from our Blog Talk Radio page, which is blogtalkradio.com/AAE show. And on that page, you will find every show that has ever been done from now back till 2008 or 2007. And so there's much information there, so much wisdom there, so many various guests over the years. So always know that. And most of the shows are labeled with the person's name, or if you remember the date, or you can just, you know, listen. So you have that capabilities. Also, I want to thank our guests for joining us. Thank you so much. If there's anybody else with a comment or a question, you can just raise your hand. I want to thank, definitely we want to thank those individuals for tuning in. Oh, also let everyone know, don't forget to sign up at mycsn.org. That's My Christian Social Network. So that's the Christian Social Network, just like a Facebook page. You can do so many things and more, and even you can connect your other social media. Social media is here to stay, well, as far as we know, because we know God said everything's going to fade away eventually, but it's here for a while anyway, like everything else is here for a season. But while it's here, take advantage of it. And Twitter, LinkedIn, this, and that. You can tune in to your people are using these things in the classroom now. I was at a big conference at Montclair State University on Friday, and that's the wave of the education, higher education in K-12. Is pretty soon we'll be doing Blog Talk Radio in the classroom. Yeah, that's where we're headed. They already got Twitter. I already got Twitter in the classroom. They then had Google in the classroom. And so I will be one of those ones introducing Blog Talk in the classroom. And I've done it before, but we didn't take it to the next level. We had students set up their own radio show page where they will be teaching the lessons. Because, you know, young people like radio. Come on, let's face it. They like a lot of stuff if they can control it. So they want to be the players today. That's the millennials. The millennials want to be the players. They don't want to be set and you just, you know, they want to be given opportunities. And we all know this. Anybody that's around young people, we know this, right? And so, but we're excited of Built to Prosper, powerful, powerful teaching. Thank you, Coach Cassandra, for bringing this awesome, awesome team to the show. Definitely, we're so excited. We've seen things on the Internet about them, and so who knew that one day I'd be talking to them live. So thank you. Back to you, Coach Cassandra.
Yes, thank you for coming on. Yeah, we're going to let them go. They've got some appointments. Thank you, folks, for coming by, and we will talk to you soon.
See you later.
Yep.
But we're going to go ahead and turn it over to our coach, Lalisa, and you guys have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day, baby. Wow. Go ahead with the coach. All yours.
All right. Yes, thank you. Thank again. We thank our guests. We know they had to run off, and when all the information is in the archives. If anything you missed, their websites, their book titles, their Facebook pages, their Twitter handles, everything. Good morning. You can hear them. People are coming into my office because I am at my office, and my coworkers are coming in to work, so they're in the background, and we are excited. We are so excited. I want to say good morning to Minister Valerie Allen. I also want to say good morning to Lori. Good morning, Lori. Lori, give me a call when you get a chance. Call me. I want to hear from you guys. And we're just excited. So unless there's any other comments, we're going to end the show right there. And we'll see you back tomorrow morning for another exciting episode. It's all about entrepreneurs. Please don't forget, let us know what you think of the show, what you think of the guests. You can hashtag facebook.com/ and then just hashtag AAE show. We have an AAE show page on Facebook. We also have just our regular pages where you can leave a message. So that's all we have time for. Don't forget, if you want to make it happen for you, no matter what, you got to believe in yourself. So I want you to listen to this song and let the words sink in.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.